Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today's question, Martin, is which is the best social network for B2Cs, or business to consumers?
One word answer, will that do?
Yes, one word. Well, if you feel there is one word, you're normally a man of many more.
Facebook.
Why Facebook?
Facebook offers a versatility and flexibility to businesses that isn't replicated on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Google Plus, or YouTube, or any of them, to be honest.
Versatility, Martin? What's this versatility that's so made you such a big B2C fan with Facebook?
Facebook offers a platform on which you can add things to. Unlike if we look at Twitter, for instance, you can't add a store to Twitter. You can direct people to your website, but on Facebook you can actually have F-commerce. You can set up a store where people can actually buy through your Facebook page.
Okay, so that's one reason.
Facebook advertising. Facebook advertising, as we know, incredibly targeted, an incredibly useful tool for local businesses, being able to target people within their vicinity. You don't get that with YouTube. You can target people with the adverts and try and get people when they're searching for, I don't know, if I'm a bakery, I might try and target people that are searching for muffin recipes. But as a Facebook page, I can target people who live within 25 miles of my business, and it's their birthday, and I can say to them, happy birthday, come and get a half-price cake.
And I can see there are good reasons why Facebook would work well for B2Cs, but the thing that lacks for me on Facebook is, on Twitter, you can go out, you can hunt for your customers, you can engage with them, you can interact with them. Facebook, you're kind of waiting for them to come to you. I mean, the adverts does draw people in, but you still kind of, it's elements of still out of your control.
Only for those not wanting to spend money. If you invest in Facebook advertising, then you're as much in control as you are on Twitter or anything else. Twitter takes a serious time investment. Facebook, you can replace that time investment with monetary investment.
Break that down for me.
With Twitter, we know that it takes time. You have to follow people, you have to build up a relationship, you have to be, if you're going to be writing your own content, then you need to be updating a blog and then sharing that on Twitter. Whereas Facebook, you can build up that following through advertising. So instead of having to spend a few times a day checking your page in the first place and trying to drive followers from your website, you can just invest in advertising, do a few updates a day, and not have to actively reach out and engage with people. Proactively, you can wait for people to respond to your updates.
So are you saying, Martin, that every B2C company, they're better suited to Facebook than any other medium? There's no B2Cs that you think might have to look more at Twitter or somewhere else?
I wouldn't say exclusively use Facebook. I would just say if they're not using Facebook, they're definitely missing a trick.
Thank you, Martin. And to comment on this podcast, go to statussocial.co.uk.